Many ZANU-PF supporters, like Colin Gadzamoyo of Glenview South, say the by-elections are a foregone conclusion as ZANU-PF will win against small party contestants and independent candidates because the ruling party's nemesis, the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, is boycotting the polls.
I think we're going to win because we've been winners for a long time. Since we're in power, we're still winners and we'll be winners, and we are winners.
But Harare East registered voter Kudzai Sioka says this is not all about just romping to victory.
In the past, we haven't seen nothing much. For these guys who are coming in, we know there's Terence Mukupe from ZANU-PF, but we don't know what exactly he does. We just know he's a banker. His potentials, we would lie, we don't know much about him. But we need change in this area. We need to see developments, projects, like we need boroughs. At times there's no water most of the time here. We need roads to be repaired. We need many things here.
All MDC formations are boycotting the parliamentary by-elections as they are calling for electoral reforms before participating in any poll in the country. They claim that even the 2013 general elections were rigged in favor of President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. Mr. Mugabe's party has dismissed these allegations as far-fetched, labeling the MDC formation stooges of the West. Kwazana-based MDCT supporter Mishek Mutero says ZANU-PF's victory will be insignificant.
How do you win in a race that you are running alone? It does not happen. The parties that are contesting that election do not have the broad representations from the people. And I'm also not sure if this will give ZANU-PF any legitimacy, because the victory for me is Pyrrhic. It doesn't make sense. As long as the MDCT is not there, which commands the majority of Zimbabweans, then that result for me is null and void.
The opposition transformed Zimbabwe's candidate for Highfield West, Kudakwashe Makuwe, has been feeling the heat in the run-up to the polls. He claims that the ruling party has been terrorizing his supporters.
The ZANU-PF guys, they've been moving around tearing our posters. We had initially put our posters in the whole constituency, actually, of Highfield West. But at the moment, there is not a single poster that is now there. Others, they've torn them apart, and others, they've defaced them, and others, they've put their posters on top of ours.
ZANU-PF's Deputy Director of Information, Psychology Maziwisa, who is also contesting the Highfield West seat, says these allegations are frivolous.
What violence are they talking about? There is no violence that has happened. Let them say whatever they want to say. Are they mad?
Maziwisa could not be drawn to comment further, saying he was putting the last touches to his campaign ahead of polls tomorrow. While ZANU-PF is approaching these polls with verve, political analyst Dumisani Nkomo of a non-profit organization, Habakuk Trust, believes that the ruling party is using the by-elections to settle its internal fights.
I think now there is an attempt by one faction or the other to totally eliminate the Njuru faction, because there would have been a possibility, if it had remained within the party, of it coalescing with another faction within the Mnangagwa faction. Because I also think that the Mnangagwa faction has been split into two factions already. So a third faction was going to be a kingmaker. So it needed to be totally decimated and eliminated. So that's the political mathematics and the calculus, as far as I'm concerned, that I have seen at play.
Nkomo says, despite having a majority in parliament, the by-elections are also important in the battle to succeed 91-year-old President Mugabe.
Because whichever faction has got the majority in parliament will then nominate the person who then becomes president 90 days after the acting president has stepped down. It's not really about national politics, it's about the succession equation.
Elections Resource Center Director Tawanda Chimini further says the polls have exposed the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's lack of preparedness in conducting elections. He argues that voter registration and voter education were not conducted professionally due to lack of funds.
Optionally, we would actually encourage RECs to come out in the open to say, you know what, given the constitutional obligation to conduct these by-elections, And also taking into cognizance the fact that there's a constitutional obligation to also ensure that those elections are free and fair. We can't continue with holding these elections unless we have enough money to do that. We can't rush to have elections for the sake of elections. So the question is not that we hold the elections, but the question should be that we're holding elections that are free, that are fair, and that are credible.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.